Good afternoon, Los Angeles, and all of Southern California. I'm Farley Malaris, and you're listening to Astrological Metaphysical Radio, the phenomenon of the 80s on KFOX 93.5 FM, your talk alternative. All right, today's topic is on rebirth, spiritual rebirth, the shocks that we go through in our lives and how they catalyze rebirth and how we grow, we become more aware. It's almost like we are lifted up out of the water. A lot of us go through it. We change from one day to the next. Sometimes we see life through one angle, one point of view, very next day. Sometimes the very next minute we go through an experience in our lives and suddenly we see it totally changed. So in case you are somebody like me who has gone through this transformation, usually pain or sudden shock, if you've ever fainted in your life, passed out, or gone through a trauma or some kind of relationship situation where suddenly life never seems to be the same, then you know what spiritual rebirth is all about. I personally have gone through so much of a transformation in my life. You know what it is? It's the Scorpio factor. We all have this energy in our charts. It is called Scorpio factor energy. And oftentimes what happens is we contain this energy. Scorpio energy is like blowing up a balloon that never seems to burst. And then once it does, it's a massive explosion. If you've ever seen someone that you know who is a Scorpio or has a Scorpio moon or maybe a Scorpio rising, and then all of a sudden you see this incredible tidal wave of energy come from them. A lot of you younger folks born in the 60s have Neptune in Scorpio. Some of you have Uranus in Scorpio, but everyone has Scorpio somewhere in their charts that rules one of the house cusps. So everyone goes through this Kundalini type expression. I really feel Scorpio energy is an energy that is interdimensional, and for that reason it is difficult to put your finger on exactly what it is. But oftentimes when we do get in touch with the Scorpio power, it is a Kundalini expression that blows the chakras open, sometimes throws off entities that are interfering in your lifestyle and into your daily function. And oftentimes when it does happen, it is such a dramatical expression of who you are and what you are that you seem to be slapped cosmically upside the head funny. And then eventually when you take a look at your life, it's never really the same. It's like you reach a clarity or a realization. And if you've ever seen someone who never gets upset, and all of a sudden, one day they are pushed to the point where they explode in a rage. Or if you ever made love to somebody that has a heavy Scorpio factor in their chart, like a Scorpio moon or a Scorpio rising or Venus or Neptune or Mars or whatever, and suddenly, you know, this is the type of person that really doesn't show much emotion, but suddenly, romantically, they seem to explode into a frenzy of expression. That is really the bottled or the contained force that the Scorpio Kundalini effect has. And often, you know, when we deal with spiritual rebirth in our lives, and basically, in my opinion, the definition of spiritual rebirth means that something happens to you, usually, unfortunately, oftentimes it can be a trauma, but oftentimes something does happen to you. And from one moment to the next, it's like a veil is lifted and your awareness levels definitely change. You know, like you could be a fundamentalist, born-again Christian for many, many years, or a total drug addict, alcoholic, or someone who's totally into criminal behavior, and then have one of these Scorpio-type transitions, go through this pain and this explosive rebirth from one moment to the next. Life never seems to be the same. Oftentimes, we do put ourselves through traumatic experiences in life to trigger this Kundalini explosion of spiritual awareness. And oftentimes, when we do become more spiritually aware, what it means is that we can actually feel the universe and the elements in the universe and in the interdimensional structure of the universe. And we can actually, there's actually more of a logic or more of a practicality or more of an essence of understanding that occurs because we go through this Kundalini expression. I think when I take a look at my chart and try to figure out why I chose or why I decided to be born August 11th, 1948 to catch four trines and two sextiles on my Jupiter and then on the same hand to catch four squares, on my Scorpio moon, which really is very intense and sensitive. It tells me that yes, I do have the abilities and the workings to be the pure Leo Sag individual, which is philosophical, happy, creative, expressive, and all those wonderful things combining the two fire signs of Leo and Sag. But with the Leo Scorpio stress in my chart, with Leo planets, four Leo planets squaring my Scorpio moon, oftentimes it is difficult to read Farley. Oftentimes I do hide my emotions and what I really do believe is what anything is worth in this universe or this dimension. And oftentimes it is take shock trauma in order to release me from some of this wall that you build when you do have a Scorpio factor in your chart. And if you do have Scorpio rising or Scorpio sun or Uranus or Neptune or even the young folks with Pluto and Scorpio, all of you that with Scorpio planets would be more prone to going through an emotional trauma, which would trigger a spiritual rebirth and literally lift the veil and create a revelation state where one day, it's almost like going from being a drunk to deciding you want to be sober from now on. It's just the universe is very different. You gain much more control. You are aware of the universal energies that are at play. And literally, you get yourself in a position where you decide you don't want to be in pain anymore, where you do want to start being happy and positive and loving. Because those of us that do especially have Scorpio planets in our chart, we are extremists. We are people that can be either extremely happy, very excited and passionate and joyous and almost slap happy, or, to the other extreme, very negative, down, depressed, irritable, and just someone that wants to be hermitized. It's difficult for those of us with Scorpio planets in our chart to actually play middle of the road. So if you know someone with Scorpio energy or you're hanging out with someone that is like you and does have Scorpio planets in their chart, then this is an individual that you know it's very important to keep them happy and light and cheery and things just floating right along and no problem because if you bring them down or if you make them mad, you never want to push someone with Scorpio planets because they'll warn you at least three or four times before they explode into a rage because we do bottle so much energy. The Scorpio force, the Kundalini force, is a lot of bottled psychic and spiritual and emotional energy that finally, when it does release, it does explode into an interdimensional expression vibration that can be quite interesting to look at. Now, like I say, you don't have to have Scorpio planets in your chart to relate to this topic because everyone has a Scorpio factor. Let's say you're a Taurus rising. Well, to find Scorpio in your chart, you would count over. Taurus would rule your first house because you're Taurus rising. And then Gemini would rule your second house, and Cancer, that's the next sign in order, that's your third house. Then Leo's the fourth, and Virgo's the fifth, and Libra's the sixth, and Scorpio would be on the seventh house cusp, or the descendant for all Taurus risings. So you would be like unto a Scorpio as far as how you handle seventh house matters, and that's right. Taurus risings are very intense, very passionate, very extreme as far as moods and emotions go when concerning seventh house matters, which are relationships, partnerships, and love. See how it works? Also, you might be a Pisces rising, and you'd count over again Pisces, Aries, Taurus, Gemini, Cancer, Leo, Virgo, Libra, Scorpio, and that would show Scorpio on your ninth house cusp, so you would be like unto a Scorpio when it came to ninth house matters. And ninth house is philosophy, it's also travel, it's also college, higher education, the higher self, the higher mind, and that's why a lot of Pisces risings, if they're not drug addicts or alcoholics, are usually very evolved, aware, sensitive, psychic, and passionate people for that reason. So everyone has a Scorpio factor in their charts, and everyone does have the planet Pluto somewhere in their chart, which is Lord of Scorpio, which will also identify a Scorpion nature or a transitory transition state of our essences that does promote rebirth and major awareness or transition in our lives. Oftentimes, the Scorpio energy, wherever it is, will stay bottled. And when it does finally explode, it explodes in an awareness change where you wake up and it's very, very different. I don't know if you've ever fainted before, had a blackout before. A lot of us that have Scorpio energy, Scorpio rising, moon, sun, Venus, Mars, Uranus, Neptune, whatever, are people that sometimes we get so intense, intensity is the key, that we bottle all this energy, and when we are put under a lot of pressure, oftentimes you will lose consciousness or black out, faint, literally, and especially if this occurs, then oftentimes you're very different when you come out, and when you revive yourself, or when you come away from this little blackout you might have. And frankly, you know, because I have a Scorpio moon, I'm very, very extremely sensitive person like that. So I have to worry how I manage my personal life force, my personal life energy, not to get too intense. Because, you know, when the Scorpio energy gets that intense, you know, what I feel really happens is like it opens a window to your higher self, and it literally remains almost impossible to stay into the physical body, to stay conscious, because the energy in your body is so intense that it like explodes from the physical, and the person passes out or they faint. And that, of course, it can be another rebirth an individual has if they have Scorpio energy. Isn't it interesting, if you do have children with Scorpio moon, Scorpio rising, Venus, Mars, Uranus, Neptune, or Pluto in that sign, you would be aware of a major part of them being kept secret or being bottled or just being kept under the surface that can be hidden also, and that may also explode out during a trauma or when this person is placed under pressure or when they have the wrong combination of foods. There could be a chemical imbalance that can trigger a faint or loss of consciousness for someone that has a lot of Scorpio energy. But needless to say, this energy is an interdimensional force, and because the Scorpio force is so difficult to read and so difficult to understand, because I do feel that the Scorpio energy, although anchored here in this dimension in an emotional sense, does have an extremely powerful energy following behind it that is far away from the surface. And that's why people that you know that do have Scorpio energy out front, like Scorpio rising, Pluto in the first house, Scorpio planet square opposed or sextiled the ascendant, okay, are people with Scorpio moon, Scorpio sun, Uranus, Neptune, or Pluto, would be people that would bottle a lot, hide a lot. They may have a mysterious part of their lives, keep secrets, which is very natural, part of someone who has a Scorpio nature. Okay, now oftentimes this energy of Scorpio in our chart, the Scorpio factor, is interesting because it's stubborn too. It's also arrogant. It can be conceited or it can hide things, which means that you will find your most fanatical religious people, like somebody who might be a Muslim or somebody, you know, like I'm sure the Ayatollah must have some Scorpio somewhere in his chart, right? Or somebody who might be just totally dedicated to certain philosophies or issues or religions. And this often is a factor. I believe Billy Graham, for example, is a Scorpio. Oftentimes these people do contain a force or an energy that is bottled inside of them, and it doesn't have to mean that they would be spiritual or even metaphysical, but it does mean that they would be intense no matter what their philosophies might be. You know, I am a person who's lived my life in such an interesting state that for so long I used to, I don't know, I guess because I am a Leo and I do have so many Leo planets, you see, there's this thing called cardinal, fixed, and mutable. And you divide the zodiac in these ingredients of cardinal, fixed, and mutable signs. The cardinals are more like the go-getters. You know, they're the ones that are the initiators and the pioneers. They're the ones that get things done. The fire cardinals, Aries, and the earth cardinals, Capricorn, the air cardinals, Libra, and the water cardinals, Cancer. Then there's the mutable signs, which are more like kickback, easygoing, open-minded observers, people that like to have fun, laugh, relax. And the fire mutable would be a Sagittarius, the water mutable is Pisces, the air mutable would be Gemini, and the earth mutable would be Virgo. And then there's the fixed, you know, the fixed elements of our chart. Oftentimes when we have fixed fire, which is Leo, fixed earth is Taurus, fixed air is Aquarius, and fixed water is Scorpio. When we do have these elements of the fixed signs, we do find oftentimes that we are stubborn and we are frightened. You know, people that resist rebirth and transition and transformation and change the most typically are people that think they know it all. And I've come from this position. See, I have four fixed planets in Leo. Sun, what we do is we score our chart for cardinal fixed mutable to see if we're more go-getting with cardinal energy, more stubborn and arrogant with fixed energy, or more open-minded with immutable energy. And if you do find you have a high score of fixed, then you might have come from positions in your life where philosophically you were fanatical on certain issues. You know, and when someone used to try to talk to me about astrology and certain metaphysical concepts when I was younger, I just wasn't even willing to listen to it. You know, and a lot of us that are really turned off to this sort of thing until something happens in our life that does trigger a rebirth or a sudden awareness or a sudden change, a trauma that triggers a need. You know, sometimes you need to really fall on your head if you are a Leo, Taurus, Aquarius, or Scorpio person who has a large score of fixed planets. See, there's a possible 11 score. If you think about where your sun is, where your moon is, where your rising is, Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto, you can score your chart. I'll show you how. Farley has in the cardinals Venus in Cancer, that's one, and then Mars, Neptune, and rising all in Libra, that's three more. So I have four cardinal score, which makes me pretty much of a go-getter. In the mutable, I have Uranus in Gemini and Jupiter in Sag, which gives me a score of 2, and then in the fixed, you know, which makes me somewhat open-minded because Jupiter and Uranus are pretty large planets. But in the fixed, you know, I overwhelm the rest of my chart with 4 Leo planets, Sun, Mercury, Saturn, and Pluto. If that's 4 Leo fixed, and 1 Scorpio moon makes it 5. So we see the fixed part of my chart dominates. Which means, if you want to understand Farley's personality, I could have come from a history of being a little arrogant, of being a little stubborn, of being a little judgmental, and of being a little selfish and insecure because of all the Leo-Scorpio force in my chart. So these are people that usually need to get knocked upside the head. And notice that Scorpio is in the fixed family of the stubborn, arrogant, conceited, closed-minded grouping that oftentimes does need to go through a shock or a spell, a trauma, a surgery, an accident, a rejection. You know, a lot of things can trigger trauma. You know, what triggered it for me was I got rejected in my marriage and I developed quite a puppy of an ulcer with my Scorpio moon, which rules the stomach. I internalized all the feelings of abandonment and aloneness and insecurity and the fact that it didn't work and burned a nice hole in the wall of my stomach, a perforated duodenal ulcer. And for about 6 to 9 months in my life after my divorce, you know, I didn't know I had that Scorpio energy that was just self-destructing inside of me. And it really did, you know, put me into a position of pain and agony and suffering where I did need a rebirth to survive. It was live or die, you know, in that energy. So you know, the point here is that if you do have a high score, I'd say if you have 4 or more planets in fixed signs, including Leo, the fixed fire, Taurus, the fixed earth, Aquarius, the fixed air, or Scorpio, the fixed water, then you would be a person that would qualify for this topic as far as going through a shock in your life, realizing that you don't know it all, you know, having your dignity reduced to a rubble. Because when a Leo gets rejected in a relationship, let's face it, it's painful. And if, you know, sometimes that's why Leos go along best with Leos, because they understand each other. They say to themselves, you know what, we have dignity and we have pride, and if this is not going to work, let's try to let each other down easy instead of shocking, you know, each other to the ground. So oftentimes we do find that if you do have a heavy score of the fixed, you do tend to be stubborn or know-it-all-ish or get involved in patterns that are totally wrong for you, involved with people that are totally wrong for you, and oftentimes you don't know how to listen to anyone or yourself. And then when you finally get knocked down off of your pedestal, when you finally get knocked on the ground, and you finally get put in a position of being humbled, then you do go through a shock transformation. And after my divorce in 1974, the only thing that pulled me out, you know, suddenly I was open-minded. I wasn't stubborn anymore, and I wasn't frightened, but I knew I was sick and had this ulcer and was very depressed and miserable. So I needed something to trigger some kind of renewal in my life because I wasn't happy with life at all. And that's why I relate to people that are down and negative and depressed and defeatist. So I looked around everywhere. You know, I checked out all the religions. I got therapy and nothing seemed to help. And then one day, you know, my mind, you know, whereas I wasn't paying much attention to astrology and transcendental meditation and metaphysics before my marriage, when I did finally run into the Academy of Atlantis, which is now defunct, but which this show carries a legacy for onwards, since I finally got involved in the Academy of Atlantis, I walked in that front door, and the lady said to me, "We offer astrology and meditation here." And there was something inside of me that says, "I'm going to be open-minded enough to try this." Do you know, when I took up that transcendental meditation, my ulcer disappeared in 4 days, whereas nothing else worked. I was finally given a way to process the stress that was making me feel so down, so low self-esteem, so insecure, and meditation helped plug me into a higher part of myself, a higher part of my soul, gave me a couple of miracles, and let me know what a wonderful person I am, what a wonderful person we all are. You know, how glorious life is and how ludicrous it is to be so hard on yourself and to put yourself down and feel miserable over failures, because everything is just a lesson. This is likened to a dream, and you're not supposed to let a nightmare or a bad dream get to you. You just get ready for the next dream, which is going to probably be much better than that bad dream you had. See, so, you know, the thing is that spiritual rebirth comes to people in different times and different timing. But if you're like me, and if you recall a point in your life, especially if you have a heavy score of Leo, Scorpio, Taurus, and Aquarius, where you did live a miserable lifestyle with low self-esteem, lousy attitudes, depression, and stress, bad habits, drugs and alcoholism, cigarette smoking, and any other way you could cop out of regular conscious clarity, then you would be aware that maybe one day you reached a point where you were able to sober up, give up the cigarettes, and get off those bad habits that would bring you down and make you depressed, that would allow you to get in touch with that higher part of yourself, your spirit, allow you to rebirth to higher levels of awareness, because you would open yourself up to this situation and affect that Kundalini Scorpio energy inside of you that would reveal to you that you are a powerful being with a God-like energy, a God force inside of you that is pure, innocent, loving, and truthful. You know, and that really is what the dedication of this topic is all about. I know a lot of my listeners, believe it or not, they have heard the show before. They will scan KFOX during the day, hear the show, and go, "I don't know what this guy's talking about. I think I'll go to a music station." Then one day they'll have that trauma, or they'll have that shock in their life, or they'll have a blackout, a faint, or whatever, and they'll wake up and they'll say to themselves, "My gosh, life is never the same anymore. You know what? I'm different. I'm more aware. For some reason, I've changed. I've lifted. I've graduated to a higher level of consciousness." Then they will stop by this show while they're scanning the dials, and they'll say, "Wow, the astrology hour. I remember listening to that guy Farley about a year ago, and it didn't make any sense. And suddenly, I don't know why, but I'm interested in it now." You know why? Because when you have these rebirths, a window of your mind opens, and it pours through this logic, this knowledge of metaphysics and psychic and spiritual awareness and astrological ability, the mechanics of the soul, karma, reincarnation, all that stuff that makes perfect sense when we finally open ourselves to it. So, you know, this topic is dedicated to all of you that relate to having a spiritual rebirth at some time in your life, whether it was just a conscious rebirth where you just decided you wanted to get into it, or whether there's some actions in your life like processing relationships, learning how to let go, processing career, evolving away from bad family experiences and childhood experiences, whether you just had a series of blackouts or drug and alcohol addiction, or maybe you've gone through surgery or anything that might have triggered a trauma that would trigger a spiritual rebirth for you, then I just want you to know that I do relate to you. And I say God bless you, because you were able to go through that type of situation, make it, survive it, and therefore pull yourself out of the water of not knowing things, finally having an open mind to become more awareness to what is going on in this dimension, in this universe, with you, with your soul, with God, and with the oneness we all share. And let me once again congratulate you for your lifting, for your awareness, and for your evolution into higher realms of consciousness. And, you know, this show was triggered because once in a while I let myself get too wrapped up in this dimension. Let's face it. I am a very happy, positive, powerful, aware, enlightened, blissful being. Let's face it. I truly am, but I'm still human. I still have a human body, and I still subject myself to Scorpio transitions. That's why I have that Scorpio moon in my chart in the first house with four squares on it, a reminder to never take this life or this dimension or this experience too personal, Farley, because if you do, you're too sensitive to handle it, and it'll just trigger yet another rebirth and evolution. Thanks and blessings to those of you that have rebirthed in the spirit and have gained recent awareness that this show is interesting to you, because you're where I once was and you're approaching where many of us are as far as growth and learning and experiences and enlightenment. And it is a lot of fun. Definitely does take the edge off. The miracle behind the Astrology Hour is that people tune into the show and they feed off of this show. They feed off of my topics. They feed off the calls. They nurture themselves with the offers. They send away for our charts and services. And it's just like they are finally have a hunger that they knew they always had. And whereas buying an astrology chart 2 years ago might have seemed ludicrous, right now it's something they just want to suck right up, you know? And that's why when people grab their pens, they know I'm going to give the astrology announcements, they go, Farley, I am so ready to find out my rising sign, my moon sign. I'm ready. I want to know what it means. You know, I'm a Scorpio moon and very, very sensitive, and I had been subject several times in my life to blackouts, sometimes at very unusual occurrences. They call it an anxiety attack, believe it or not. When you get so stressed out that your astral body just feels like, I'm out of here, man, your body's too much for me, then you just go limp. You just pass out, you get dizzy, and you black out. And I've had, you know, I've learned that that Scorpio moon is so intense in my first house with four squares on it, that if my stress levels do get too high, I will have that anxiety effect where my astral body will be ripped from me, and then you'll faint. You'll have a blackout. So if you have that, you know, I don't want you to say that maybe you shouldn't check a doctor, but I want to say that as far as a Scorpio vibration is concerned, it is a symptom of what goes on from what I've learned in astrology with people that don't know how to channel their energy properly. And each time that happens, sometimes it can feel like you're dying, you know, when someone turning the lights off on you, so it's like a rebirth. you faint, and then you regain consciousness, so it's like dying and being reborn. That's the symbolism of the Scorpio factor.